gonna be real big, guys. Real big. Just keep holding on.
On the lower portion of Cataract Canyon, river runner Pete LeFave navigates a boat through Rapid 29, aka the Chute. This video, taken in 2015, shows a dynamic river. Giant, muddy waves are toppling over the boat. LeFave's passengers are gripping its side.
That was big!
When the reservoir was full, this churning wave train was completely still, buried under the flatwater of Lake Powell. But now the reservoir is receding because of overuse and climate change. Water managers worry, but river runners rejoice.
There are rapids down there that are not on any published river map right now. They're coming back at a rate that publication can't keep up with.
That's lifelong Moab-based rafter Mike DeHoff. He and LeFave spend every chance they get on this section of the Colorado. And about 3 years ago, they started comparing notes, swapping stories after their guiding trips, and wondering,
when's the next rapid going to come out? I'm curious about that. I want to see where it is.
So they started investigating, first by taking pictures of the changes, like rocks just beginning to poke out of the surface of the water, modifying the river's character. The pair draws similarities to Chasing Ice, a 2012 film that documented shrinking glaciers. DeHoff says they started taking photos and comparing them to historical ones.
The great thing about it is it's a real live treasure hunt and kind of terra incognita every year.
DeHoff and LeFave matched a 1921 photo from a survey of the Colorado River. The picture shows a boat running through a dynamic stretch of lower cataract, where today you would observe mostly flat water. But LeFave says there's a little character coming back.
Yeah, it started with just like a little ripple in the water to the surface.
And then a tip of a rock sticking out.
And then more of a rock. And then another rock was sticking out. And eventually you start seeing this thing turn into a riffle.
They've named the area La Rue's Riffle for the photographer who took that photo nearly a century ago and added it to their own river map as part of their online project, Returning Rapids of Cataract Canyon. It's not just river guides getting excited. Their citizen science work has attracted researchers and Colorado River decision makers.
The greatest value of what Mike DeHoff and Pete and others are doing in the Returning Rapids project.
Utah State University professor Jack Schmidt leads the Center for Colorado River Studies.
Is that they're collecting the basic data that gives people pause to say, there's a benefit and a cost to everything we do about the Colorado River.
This fall, Schmidt joined other academics and researchers on a trip through the canyon with DeHoff and LeFave. Schmidt says Cataract Canyon is becoming the place to study what happens to an ecosystem when a reservoir recedes. So LeFave says it's not just about new thrills for rafters.
We're getting all this character back with rapids, beaches, current, eddies, animal life, and native vegetation.
Negotiations on a new set of guidelines for the Colorado River's management are set to begin this year. Who is at the table for those talks is still in flux. And Schmidt says river recreators have been and will continue to be powerful players in the basin.
They have the potential to change the debate. And it reminds us that boatmen have a tremendous stake and a tremendous potential influence because they know and care about the resource so much, and it really needs to be celebrated.
What a way for Cataract to say goodbye.
Reporting from Moab, Utah, I'm Molly Marcello.